أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created different varieties, pairs in everything from what the earth produces and from their own selves and from what they do not know about. And another sign for them is the night. We draw out from the night the day, then behold, they are plunged into darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made man in pairs. Min dhakarin wa untha, male and female. From the animals, Allah Ta'ala also has made a system of pairs, male and female. This we all know about. And then in what the earth produces, Allah Ta'ala has made pairs. Now recently, they will tell us that there's a male flower, there's a female flower, male tree, female tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the system in vegetation also. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And still man has to discover, or may never discover, other pairs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a secret. He will discover it maybe later on. He may come to know about it. Maybe he will never come to know about it. But these are the secrets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the intricacies that makes a person reflect and marvel, and he should ponder over the creation of Allah ta'ala, as we mentioned yesterday, and understand how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. What a wonderful, great creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Today, when we go into the details of the organs of the body, we're just digressing. To understand Allah's great creation, take the eye for example, or take the tongue, and a person marvels at Allah Ta'ala's creation. Surah Nahl, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the bee. وَأُوحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحَلِ. And people study the bee. See, this is Allah's greatness, the reflection of Allah Ta'ala's greatness in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the complexities of the different creation, in the secrets of the creation. Imagine vegetation, tree, something that can't move from its place. But Allah Ta'ala got the system of a male and female. And when a person studies it, how the fruit comes about, and the whole system, the whole cycle, one can only say that Allah Ta'ala, how great you are, how marvelous is your creation. Oh Allah, how beautiful you are in the reflection on the beauty of your creation. Allahu Akbar. So a person should make shukr, a person should reflect. Another sign Allah Ta'ala explains is the night. Allah Ta'ala draws out from the night the day. When the sun comes up, the light envelops the entire earth, then it becomes day. When the cover of the light is removed, then it becomes night. So light is temporary. When there's no light, when there's no sun, then the original is darkness. And this night is a very great favor of Allah Ta'ala. Surah Layl, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam upon the night, wal-layli, by the qasam of the night. This night, man needs it to energize himself so that he can gain energy. If he doesn't sleep 6 to 8 hours, person is sleeping very, very little. We don't have that energy to do our work. Person is falling off to sleep, can't even make ibadat, can't recite Quran, can't stand in Taraweeh Salah, because he doesn't have adequate sleep. So Allah Ta'ala made the night, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. Allah made the night a cover. Allah Ta'ala made it such, majority of the creation will go into silence. The traffic also will become calm. The animals also, you won't find the birds making a huge din and noise at night. That they will start in the morning at sunrise. But all the creation goes quiet. It becomes cooler at night. And with the darkness, then a person is able to rest and fall off to sleep. In the bright light, where can he sleep with the sun beating down and with the heat? So Allah Ta'ala made all these arrangements for man's comfort, for him to find peace, for him to sleep at night. And then the night also is the source of the awliya ikram gaining closeness to Allah Ta'ala. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. So many verses of the Quran, they leave their beds and they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, calling on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fear and in hope of Allah ta'ala's mercy, making istighfar at the time of tahajjud, sometimes in nafil salah, sometimes in dua, sometimes in the tilawat of Quran, other times in the dhikr of Allah, and often their tears flowing on their cheeks. While in sajda also Allah Ta'ala explains, while they are in sajda and the tears are rolling down their cheeks and they're crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the night. So a sign for them is the night, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the light and brings the day, and Allah ta'ala again brings the night. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. And then when there's no light, then they are plunged into darkness. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it day permanently, is there anyone that can bring night? And can people really be at ease if there's only day and there's no night? And then if Allah Ta'ala brings night and doesn't bring light, then can the world function? Can people function? The world can't function. People will be restless. They say before Qiyamah, there'll be a very lengthy night. That night will be about 3 days long, something to that effect. People will become restless. How much can you sleep? 8, 9, 10 hours, 12 hours? People will become restless. The animals will become restless. Just one night, Allah Ta'ala will lengthen it. And then the next day, the sun will rise from the west instead of rising from the east. So these are great signs of Allah Ta'ala for a person to ponder over. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the understanding.